The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Praise the Lord. Okay, tonight is the height of this Dominion Fast. And by the grace of God, the topic before us tonight is Dominion via Kingdom Service or Stewardship. Dominion via Kingdom Service or stewardship. Praise the Lord. Dominion via kingdom stewardship. I'd like you to please open your Bible to Deuteronomy chapter 10. Deuteronomy chapter 10. And we're going to read from verse 12. And now, Israel. And now, Israel, you know, before now, God's people, the children of Israel, found themselves in Egypt. And they found themselves having the king and the government of Egypt. And along the line, they found themselves serving the gods in Egypt. At a particular time in their history, God appeared to them and then ask them to get out of Egypt, because there is a reason, there is a purpose that God has actually designed them for. And now they are there in their promised land, Canaan, and God is reaching out to them. Now, God specifically chose Israel as his chosen people, his chosen nations among the nations of the world then. He particularly chose that nation to be named after them. And now he's confronting them with reality, with purpose. He's confronting them with essence. The essence of their chosen. The essence of their separation. The essence of him calling them to himself. Why God is naming himself after this nation. And God has to remind them again. He said, now, Israel, what does the Lord thy God require of thee? What is it that God is asking of you? What is it that God required of you? But to fear the Lord. To fear the Lord thy God. And to walk in all his will and to love him. At the last part, he said, and to serve the Lord thy God with how many? All thy heart and with all thy soul. The most important thing for me there is all. And when they say all, it means you are leaving nothing behind. Say all your heart. And all your soul, said you should channel it to the service of God. He said, this is God's requirement. This is why I've chosen you. This is why I separated you. This is why I have to make you my own people. Dominion is impossible without service. It is not possible to exercise dominion without service. As a matter of God, it is those that serve that God promotes. Somebody shout hallelujah. Only those that serve are those that God promotes. What is kingdom service? According to the words of God's servant, one of his messages, December last year, he defined for us what service is, kingdom service. He said, number one, it is all activities that is done towards the advancement of the work of God on earth. Let me come again. Kingdom service is all activities that is done towards the advancement of the work of God on earth. In other words, God has a work to be done on earth. Then anything that we do, all activities we engage in that lead to the furtherance, that lead to the advancement, that lead to the progress, advancement, promotion, and furtherance of that kingdom is what we refer to as kingdom service. And every time we talk about kingdom service, it can either be physical or spiritual. Praise the Lord. So if whether it is physical activities or it is spiritual activities, but the purpose of that activities is that it makes the work of God on hell to be progressive. That is kingdom service. And then number two, what is kingdom service? Kingdom service is serving God and his interest as a lifestyle. For me, this is the best definition for me. Let me come again. Number two, what is kingdom service? It is serving God and his interest as a lifestyle. So God is to be served, and this God has interest. This God have interest. Therefore, I engage myself in some activities that interests God. And then I don't just do it as activities, but I make it my lifestyle. It becomes my lifestyle. Just as easy as breathing, kingdom service become breathing to me. You make it a lifestyle. It's not something you do when you want to. It's not something you do when you have time. It's not something you do when you feel happy, but it's something you do as a lifestyle. Just like dressing well has become a lifestyle for some of us. Brushing your teeth has become a lifestyle for some of us. The same way, kingdom service will be a lifestyle. In fact, that should be the topmost priority for us. Somebody shout hallelujah. Because the reason why it should be our topmost priority is because God created us and He's chosen us for service. God created us and He chose us for His service. Go with me to Isaiah 44. Isaiah chapter 44 in verse 21. God again speaking to His chosen nation. And remember, God told us in the Peter that we are a chosen nation, a peculiar people. So God is talking to children of Israel as His chosen nation. He's also speaking to you because the church of God, I mean the church, the universe, is the chosen nations of God. Now He's saying this. Remember this. He doesn't want you to forget. If you will forget anything, He said, remember this, O Jacob and Israel, for thou art my servant. Remember that you are my servant, O. Remember that you are my servant. I have formed thee. Thou art my servant. Can you see that word again? Say, thou art my servant, O Israel. Thou shalt not be forgotten of me. Say, thou shalt not be forgotten of me. The next verse. I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgression, and as a what? Cloud thy sin. Return unto me, for I am redeemed thee. Praise the Lord. So God is saying that I formed you. In that verse 21, I formed you. In other words, I created you. I made you as my servant to serve me. That's the purpose. God called you. God saved you so that you can serve. That's the reason why God created us. You know, everyone, the truth of the matter is that everyone in this world is serving. Everyone, whether you know it. Whether you know it or not, we are all serving. We are serving in one way or the other. You can either serve the government or you serve, thank you, institution, or you serve a people, or you serve a group of people. One way or the other, we are serving. You can even say you can even serve yourself. It is possible. Serve yourself. Praise the Lord. One way or the other, you know, some years ago, I came across a scripture in Micah chapter 4, verse 5. And that scripture, one of the foundations that made me to make up my mind, I'm going to serve God forever. He said, for all people will walk everyone in the name of his God. Everyone will walk in the name of his God. And we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. In other words, everyone will walk in the... If money is your goal. You walk in that way. If beauty is your goal, you walk in that way. But if God, Jehovah God, the maker of heaven and earth is your goal, you walk in his way forever and ever, no going back. That will be your testimonies in the name of Jesus. Every one of all, if you take statistics, discover that majority of all here tonight are serving in one way or the other. So my assignment tonight is to charge ourselves so that we can take our work with God and for God so serious and be more dedicated and committed to this work that the Lord has given us. The most valuable service is kingdom service. The reason is because we will reap the reward here on earth and we will reap it in heaven. We will reap it in heaven. The reason why God answered your prayer is so that you can serve him. The reason why God blesses you is so that you can serve him. The reason why you have been delivered and protected and you know all sorts of blessings you are enjoying is so that you can serve God. Because God makes it so clear to the Israelites in Exodus chapter 8, verse 1. God spoke to them. Exodus chapter 8, verse 1. The Lord said, he spoke unto Moses. He said, go unto Pharaoh and say unto him, thus saith the Lord, let my people go that they may serve me. Let my people go that they may serve me. The reason why God delivered you, the reason why God saved you, so that you must serve him. We are going to look at kind of service that brings a reward. Kind of service that brings reward. You know, number one is faithful service. Faithful service. God did not just want us to serve him, he demanded for it. Even Jesus Christ said the same in the Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Jesus said, seek ye first, seek it first. So it's a priority. Seek it first, the kingdom of heaven. Seek it first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness and every other thing shall be added to you. Seek it first. Faithful service is very, very important. We are not just serving, but we serve faithfully. We serve faithfully. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2, let's start from verse 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1. Start from verse 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, in verse 1. It said, let a man so account of us as a minister of Christ and steward of the mysteries of God. You know why Paul always referred to himself as servant? Because he understood the reason why he was created. He knew that we are servants, so he always called himself servant so that pride will not come. You know, do you know what service means? Do you know what service means? It's very simple. You know, this is one of the things that my generation don't like to hear. They don't like to hear. We fight it. But you know, I made up my mind several years ago. So when it comes to God, I'll tell you the truth. And I want to make truth as my lifestyle. So I made up my mind. I said, anyone that cannot handle my truth, I will give you my free gift of silence. Because truth is always truth. So I have gifts for everyone. I have the gift of truth. I also have the gift of silence. So if you allow me, I'll say the truth. If you don't allow me, I keep quiet. My generations don't like this. The word service is nothing but to be used. A servant is the one that is being used. We don't like to be used. We don't like people telling us what to do. But when you come to kingdom service, it should be, and that is why I often say that I don't understand what people mean when they say, oh, they just use me. They are just using me. If they are using you, it's because you are useful. If you are not, what is the opposite of usefulness? What is the opposite of usefulness? Okay, so which one will you choose? The opposite or usefulness? We don't like it. I tell you, I say my generation don't like this. Praise the Lord. You should be I'm saying this in the positive now, not in the negative. If somebody uses you, you should go and say, Lord, I thank you. Huh? So I can be useful. In the kingdom of God, faithfulness is required. So in verse 2 of 1 Corinthians chapter 4, it said, Moreover, it is required in steward that a man be found faithful. And this scripture blew my mind. It didn't say the servant should appear faithful. It did not say a servant should say, I am faithful. Or a servant should display faithfulness. He said the servant should be found. Found. Do you know what it means to be found? There must be a seeking before finding. He said the servant should be found. It should be found faithful. Now, to be found faithful means there is a consistency of faithfulness. Therefore, you are found there. Yes, this person is faithful. So, that's we are seeking. We are searching for a faithful servant. That among servants, there is one who is faithful. He said, you will be found faithful. Because, you see, faithfulness is of the heart. It's more than activities. It is not about activities. It's more than activity because it's of the heart. If it is not of the heart, it's faithfulness, not faithfulness. And God wants us to serve in all attitudes. He wanted us to serve in faithfulness. Diligence is very important. But more than diligence or additions to diligence is faithfulness. You can be diligent and not be faithful. You can be productive and not be faithful. In fact, you can even be trustworthy for performance without being faithful. But a faithful servant is steady, is consistent. You know, I was interviewing a young guy sometimes ago. One of the things that, you know, attracts me is if I discover that you are very smart, you are very intelligent. There is this connection. I like intelligent people. And I was talking, as we were talking, you know, I get fascinated and we got talking, asking questions. And this guy is very intelligent. But see, I was asking him, so what are your, you know, experience, job experience, work experience? And as I opened to that side, I saw plenty, you know, work experience within a space of few years. That's a place that he works only for 2 months, another place, 3 months, another place. And I was like, when I saw it, I was like, So I began to ask, so why did you leave this job? So why did you leave this place? Well, in my heart, I made a conclusion that this guy is not consistent. He's not faithful. I mean, that is the way me, I think, sir. In a period of 2 years, you have worked like 8 places. What are you looking for? Faithfulness is, listen, some people carry that to church. They call them church open from one church to another, from one church to another, from one church to another. So they inquire, I'm getting out of this choir. I get that the latest choir now is church is good, international church. So tomorrow they are in church is good, international church. The next time they went for ministration, they saw another choir. They say, God is able, international church. So they go again to church is able, international church. The next time, what is driving you? What is driving you? Faithfulness. Whether somebody is there or not, you are discharging your duty. The spirit of faithfulness is entering somebody here tonight in the name of Jesus. Number 2 is committed service. Committed. The kind of service that brings dominion is committed service. God does not reward casual worker. He rewards committed worker. Don't you know that even in some organizations that they have casual staff, there is a minimum level of commitment that they require for their casual worker. If you're a casual worker, you may come to work today, tomorrow, you don't come to work, they might not even call you. They might not even call you because they don't actually expect much from you. But if you are one of the key people in that organization, nothing must do you. Commitment is required in the service of God. That is why in Joshua chapter 22, verse 5, Joshua confronted the children of Israel. He said, now, let's make a decision. Choose you today. He said, but take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law, which Moses, the servant of the law, charged you. He said, to love the Lord your God and walk in all his way, and to keep his commandment, and to cleave unto him, and to serve him with all your heart. Can you see it again? And with all your soul. Your heart should not be divided. Your heart should not. He said, cleave to him. Cleave to him. Be committed to him. The work we are doing in the house of God, the activities, whether it's the physical one or spiritual one, how diligent, how committed are you? Can you take it to the next level? That is what God is asking of you tonight. Take it to the next level. Go deeper. Go deeper. Discharge your duty as if it all depends on you. If you will die there, die there. Do it with all your mind. And as you do that, you're on your way to dominion. Number three is joyful service. Joyful service. Psalm 100 verse 2. In Psalm 100 in verse 2, the Bible says that we should serve the Lord. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with singing. In other words, as you discharge your duty, you discharge it with joy. You are not doing it as if somebody is compelling you. You are not doing it as if, you know, somebody, if I don't come now, my HOD will not leave me. They will just be calling me, be texting me. I don't like people calling me. Why are you not in church? So let me just go. If I don't come to Saturday sanctuary keeping now, the HOD now, you will just be, let me just go, sha. So you are there, you are just moody, you are just doing it, you are just moody, and just doing it. That is not the kind of service that God requires of you. You do it with joy. You do it with joy. Not because of something that you want to get from him, but you do it as if it all depends on you. You do it with joy. You mop the floor with joy. You are singing with joy. You express joy. Even as you are getting dressed, coming to church, in the bus. You know, I was in Lagos one time, and I entered keke with a lady. Okay, I joined the keke, and a lady was going to church, went for their church service, was in the evening. I mean, come and see how this girl was speaking to, I don't know whether, because I actually joined them, I don't know whether herself and that guy were coming from wherever it is that they took off from to the church, but I just know that she was talking to that guy and talking to her about her church. I say, in our church, you do this. You say, I'm in charge of what does it call it? I've forgotten. She was saying it with excitement. I was looking at her again and looking at her again and looking at her again. I don't know, the guy was compelled to follow her. You know, this is your church, self. I will know you today. It wasn't time for service. It was around 3 or so. See, the joy was there. The joy. Fuel your service with joy. That is what makes it acceptable. Fuel your service with joy. Add joy to your service. Add it to your service. God requires joyful service from us. And lastly, gains of kingdom service. Number one is wealth. Gains of kingdom service. Number one is wealth. You can read Job chapter 36, verse 11. Job 36, verse 11. It says, if they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. That shall be your testimony in the name of Jesus. Number two, gains of kingdom service is good health. Good health. Exodus chapter 23, verse 25 to 26. Exodus 23, verse 25 to 26. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and ye shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall not cast their young, none be barren in the land. The numbers of thy day I will fulfill. Can I hear an amen? good health. It's not that sick. You know, sickness is everywhere. In what you eat, in what you drink, everywhere. In the air. But God protects you. God preserves you. If by enemies, any sickness attack you, God heal you. He drive it out because you are useful for Him. Number three is honor. 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 Jesus said in John chapter 12, verse 26. John chapter 12, in verse 26, Jesus said, if any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, my Father, him will my Father honor. So serving God brings honors to you. You are honored. I tell people, I say, why? You know, those guys that they call honorable, they actually borrowed it from church. And those titles that they gave some people, say, minister, so, minister, they actually borrow it from church. Praise the Lord. The most honorable person is the one that is engaged in kingdom service. The most honorable person is the one that is faithfully, committedly, and joyfully engaged in kingdom service. And lastly, gains of kingdom service is promotion. Promotion. Daniel chapter 2, verse 46, if you can, read it to verse 49. Daniel, was promoted because he served God. He served God. And God promoted him. Somebody is here tonight. Through your service, you'll be promoted in the name of Jesus. Maybe you didn't hear me. I said, through your service to God, you will be promoted in the name of Jesus. The Lord God Almighty will honor you through your service in the name of Jesus. And you will enjoy good health through the service that you engage in the service of God in the name of Jesus. Hear me? Wealth and abundance is coming to you in the name of Jesus. Through your service, the Lord supplies your needs in the name of Jesus. The Lord bombards you with resources more than enough for you in your lifestyles in the name of Jesus. So, Sahibi, in the name of Jesus. Can you please rise to your feet tonight?
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.